Not going to be very long at all. Just say a few words here, and amen. Spirit of the Lord has already moved here, and amen. We'll just add something on to it if God will help us here. Exodus, the 14th chapter, and verse number 10. When you have that, will you say amen? And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Verse 15 said, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And the epistle to the Hebrews, one verse of Scripture, very, very familiar. Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 1. When you have that, will you say amen? Amen. Hebrews 6 and verse number 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Would you lift your hands towards heaven? Father, I thank you for the Word of God tonight. I thank you for the wonderful opportunity that you've given me, Lord, to speak into this great, great congregation here tonight, Lord. This beloved man of God, the sanctuary here, the children of God. Father, for Pastor Smith as well, I thank you, Lord. And God, I thank you for every one of them. I count them as dear friends. And I ask that you would anoint my feeble vessel, Lord. My ability is awfully hindered, God, but Lord, my availability is given unto you. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the church said, amen. Amen. And you may be seated tonight in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Here in Hebrews 6 and 1, those four words stick out to me. Let us go on. Let us go on. And then the book of Exodus, the last four words of verse 15, the whole verse said, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And I want to talk tonight real simply on go forward. Go forward. I feel tonight that the greatest hindrance of the American Pentecostal Holiness Church is that she has come to some sort of inevitable standstill. I feel tonight that the Church of the Living God has, amen, fallen into a state of where she's not backslid. Amen, she hasn't necessarily grown cold upon the living Lord, but neither has she advanced in the things of God Almighty. Amen, I've been preaching just very shortly, about 12 years, and amen. I've seen the church go through some changes, some for the good. Amen. Some have been for the worst. Amen. But the greatest tragedy I feel is that she's come to this place where she's not moving and not marching out in the things of God and in the things of the Spirit of God. Amen. I feel safe in saying tonight for the church corporately, I feel that we are in a place, amen, just like a great ship. That great ship has those great boiler engines that are up under the deck of that ship, and amen, as if it were a cruise ship, folks are there. Amen. And the boilers have broken down and the ship is coasting along, but the folks on deck don't know the difference. All they know is that it's barely going along, but it's still moving somewhat. Amen. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I feel, amen, that what the church needs to do is to go forward in the things of God. Amen. I'm reminded of the words of Mr. Oliver Wendell Holmes. He said, the great thing in this world is not so much where we are, but in what direction we are moving. Amen. The great thing in this world is not so much where we are, but in what direction that we are moving. Amen. The Chinese used to say, be not afraid of going slowly, but be only afraid of standing still. I know tonight Isaiah said that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. But when I think of that word wait, ladies and gentlemen, amen, I think, you know, I go to a restaurant, it won't be too long until a good waiter comes out and begins to service that table. Amen. And how he services is how I will adjust my tip accordingly. Amen. That's the way it is in the things of God. There really is no standing still. Amen. You may wait on the Lord, but during your waiting, amen, your hand and foot beckoning at the call of God Almighty. I'm reminded tonight of the words of General George Patton. He said, amen, there is one thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying that we are holding our position. We are constantly advancing. There is no place of holding your position. Amen, but there's a place of constantly advancing. He said, always take the offensive and never, never dig in. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. You say there's some hard things that are coming against us. Amen. I'm reminded of what Louis D. Brandeis said. Amen. He was a Supreme Court justice. Mr. Brandeis said most of the things worth doing in this world have been declared impossible before they were ever done. Amen. Most of them had the word impossibility written over the top before they were ever accomplished. You know, tonight history is filled with men and women who've faced severe adversity and achieved victory over their circumstances. Amen. The Greek orator Demosthenes stuttered. The first time that he tried to make a public speech, he was laughed off of the rostrum. But in spite of it all, he had a dream of being a notable speaker. He pursued that dream and grew toward that potential. History tells us that he would put pebbles in his mouth and practice speaking over the sound of the crashing surf at the seashore. His dream became a reality and became the greatest orator of the ancient world. Others dared to dream and became victorious. Napoleon Bonaparte, despite a humble parentage, became a great emperor. Beethoven, amen, Beethoven brought to life his inner vision for music when he composed several symphonies, even after he lost his hearing. Charles Dickens dreamed of becoming a writer and became the most read novelist in Victorian England, despite being born into adverse poverty. Amen. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. Amen. There comes a time, amen, when your attitude has to outdistance your ability. Amen. You can sit around all day and say, I don't have an ability. Amen. Oh, now this is the way I've been preaching up home, so I'm just going to come right here for a little while. Amen. Your attitude has to outdistance your ability. I know you don't have no ability, but the Lord said in your weakness, I am made strong. Amen. I know I can't do a lot. Amen. You know the church world. Amen. We've come to a place where we produce powerful preachers. Amen. But what has grabbed my attention is that so many preachers have learned how to preach under, amen, some sort of anointing and the glory in their ability. But I tell you, amen, when that one man says, I have no ability, amen, then God says, what you say, boy? Amen. You can't do it. Amen. You're weak, but in your weakness, I am made strong. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You know, amen, we're in a battle tonight. We are in a severe battle. Amen. The church here. Amen. God's miracle mission. Amen. You're not going to get out of the battle. I don't care who you are. Amen. I don't care if your trouble is finances. I don't care if your trouble is domestic. I don't care if your trouble is sickness. I don't care if your trouble, amen, is depression. Amen. You may not get out of it, amen, just by sitting around. And I don't keep up with sports tonight, but I read this, amen, a quote over a door in the Phoenix Suns locker room reads, "The game is scheduled. We have to play it, and we might as well win it." That's the way I feel. Amen. The game is scheduled. Amen. I've got a battle to fight. Amen. There ain't no going back, honey. Amen. There's only one place, amen, left for us to go, and that is forward. It's already on the agenda, but I believe that I'll win in spite of every adversity, every trial, everything that comes my way. Amen. I thought tonight, amen, oh, amen, Pastor Lamb, I'm sure, has already shared it with you. Amen. I thought tonight about that great military monarch, Mr. Alexander the Great. Amen. You listening to me here now tonight? Amen. He was one of the greatest men, him and Napoleon Bonaparte. Amen. He conquered all of the known world. He was marching east, and he came to that great Euphrates River. He stood on the river banks. His little map readers come to him, and they said, "Mr. Alexander, amen, our maps end at this great Euphrates River. Amen, Mr. Sir, we have nowhere else to go." Amen. Mr. Alexander heard the footsteps, amen, of the armies as they begin to retreat. His men begin to leave him. Amen. But all of a sudden, they heard the sound of the splishing and the splashing of the water. And they turned around. And Mr. Alexander was leading that horse across that great Euphrates. And every man followed him across. And they discovered the riches of the east. I'm going to tell you, amen, the map may end. Amen, things may look dismal. But honey, amen, go across. Stretch out that rod. Amen. See if God won't answer. Amen. See if God won't show himself alive and well. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, now. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. All of us fall into one of these three categories. Amen. Every one of you sitting here tonight ought to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, and if you don't have a vision, amen, you're not in the game. You're sitting on the by side somewhere. Amen. You don't know what the battle's about. But everybody that has a dream and has a vision for God, you fall into one of these categories. Now listen to me. Amen. A dream without a positive attitude and faith in God produces simply a daydreamer. You got that? Amen. A dream without a positive attitude and faith in God produces a daydreamer. But a positive attitude without a dream and faith in God produces a pleasant person who cannot progress. Amen. But a dream coupled together with a positive attitude and faith in God produces a person with unlimited possibilities. I don't care, amen, maybe what your adversity is. If God says live, there ain't nobody that can kill you. Amen. I feel something now. Amen. Where you at, devil? I come to tell you, amen, you can't stand where you are forever. But it's time for somebody to go forward, to march through, march over, amen, go across that river, across that sea. Praise God. Woo! Amen. You know, hallelujah. Brother, I'm up here. Amen. Brother Lamb knows. Amen. I started up there preaching. Amen. Went to that Johnson City area. Amen. I mean, it's full of Jesus only doctrine. Amen. Full of William Branhamites. Amen. And I'll tell you, if you don't know about him, your pastor, amen, knows more about him than what I do. Amen. But I mean, just almost occulted. Amen. We're up there that hill, so to speak. Amen. We started church with one woman. Amen. I mean, one woman started with, began preaching. Amen. But hallelujah. When I left out of there, amen, Sunday night, I think we had about maybe 16 in there. Amen. Now it comes and it goes. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Preaching, just preaching. Amen. All I know to do is keep moving. Amen. Let me tell you, the most dangerous position on your gear shift in life is neutral. If you go to neutral, you in trouble. But as long as you're going backward, at least you know you're going backward. Or at least you're going forward. You may not move fast. I didn't tell you to move fast. I just told you to move. Keep moving. Go forward. Hallelujah. Oh, preach it. You know, preach it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. A dear, dear. And I don't want to be too explicit, Brother Lamb. Amen. I ain't told him a thing about it. I ain't told him a thing. Amen. Amen. I thought I talked to him when I got. Amen. Had that. Amen. One good person there. And brother, none of these young, amen, these preacher young men here know probably, but I don't want to be too excited. Amen. Had anyways one of the most faithful members in that church about 2 months ago. She said, amen, Brother Matt, I'm afraid you're going worldly. Going worldly. I can't even spell worldly, much less go worldly. I said, honey, you wrong in what you're thinking. Amen. She said, well, I just feel I'm going to have to leave. I said, well, Godspeed to you. Amen, honey, listen. Amen, I love everybody. Amen, I don't chase down everybody. Amen, I'm not a sheep dog. I'm a shepherd. I ain't going to hurt you. If you want to come, you come. If you don't, I don't chase you. I believe God will build the church. All I'm going to do is go forward. Amen, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. See if God won't do it. Hallelujah. Woo! She left. 10 more come in. Praise God. Woo! I said, that's the trouble all along. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Now, I love people. Amen. I ain't mean to nobody. Amen. And had a sister come in. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, she come in, this one sister. She's on fire. Amen. I mean, she is on fire for God. She told me about 3 weeks ago on a Monday night, we've been having a prayer meeting, you know. Amen. And it's hard to get people out to prayer meeting. I never seen such a bee. Amen. But Sister Matt and I and one or two have been keeping that prayer vigil. Every Monday night, it's about 6:30 to 7:30. And we, amen, we've been keeping that. And that sister Tammy called me and said, Brother Matt, now I've got two women that want to come out to prayer meeting. Amen. I said, well, Lord, amen, you know, I wish it was Wednesday night so I could razzle and dazzle them. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. They wouldn't come back again. Glory to God. Hey, come out on prayer meeting. We've been putting a little old tape in, you know, and praying to it. Well, not praying to the tape, but praying by the music. You know what I'm saying? Glory to God. Amen. And amen. Well, they come in, boy. Here they come. Amen. A Free Will Baptist woman and a Southern Baptist woman. Amen. And I, you know, I said, I'm going to run it a little different here tonight. I sang a little song, took a prayer request. And that female Baptist woman said, if you don't mind, I've never been anointed before. Would you anoint me with oil? Amen. Now, she made the call. Amen. And I called her bluff. I said, come on here. Amen. I'm not good, God. Amen. We anointed her. Amen. There was four women there. My wife and me, we anointed her. I felt the glory of God. Amen. She hit the floor, slain out in the spirit. The Southern Baptist woman stepped up a little apprehensive. Amen. We laid hands on her, and I testify. She fell to her knees. Tears began to flow. They said, we're coming back, Pastor. I come to tell you, it ain't me. But I'll tell you one thing I will do. I'll go forward. Amen. If it's good, I'll go forward. When it's bad, I'll go forward. When I got money, I'll go forward. When I ain't got no money, I'll go forward. I'll cross every river. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God Almighty. Woo. Amen. Been working. Tobin the Lamb. Been working with one man. Been an alcoholic. Amen. He'd do good. Done good for a while. Fell back out. Amen. He come back a month ago. He said, I'm tired, Pastor, of this kind of life. Amen. It's been over 2 months now since he had a drink. He called me when I got down yesterday, Pastor Smith. He said, I just want to make sure you made it all right. Had a man that moved down from Michigan. come in my office and said, Pastor, I'm tired of this kind of life. And I said, boy, he said, I've done so many bad things, though. He said, I just noticed my kids here. He said, I ain't had no drugs this week. I've lived the last 10 years of my life, none. He said, I noticed my kids. And they were saying, look at me, Daddy, look at me. And then they're 14 or 15 doing little tricks. So Daddy had ignored them, lived numb for 10 years. He said, Amen, I've done some bad things. I said, let me tell you. Amen. And Ronnie, the guy who had been an alcoholic, was in the office with him. I said, let me tell you, boy, you can't help where you've been. Amen, but you can sure help where you're going. Big old tears begin to roll. I said, you need to get down here at this desk. He got down and he cried. Amen, honey, he's been back to church. Amen, bringing his kids. Amen, he's got a long ways to go, but at least he's moving forward. Hallelujah. Hey. Amen, the man of God come here. Amen, how many people was here that first Sunday morning? Did you say four? Seven? Amen. Five members. Amen, count. Amen, him and sister Lamb were here. Their kids had seven now, been eight. They got another. But now you know, amen, you know what he done? He kept moving forward. Hallelujah. Now I'm looking tonight at a church with about 40 people in here. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And this is just the beginning of what God is going to do in Dover, Florida. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, get out of my way, devil. I'm going to cross that river. I'm going to go across. I ain't got a lot, but one thing I can do is move. I'll move. I'll march. I'll trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whew. That Jordan River, when they were carrying the ark, it would have never opened up if they had got up to the next to the riverbank and stopped. Said, well, we don't know what we're going to do here. Whew, I went up there. I didn't know what I was doing. And I have no money. And had, whew, I mean, I got to be careful. Amen. I didn't have nothing. I started to say, whoo, praise God. I got to be real careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Had somebody offer me quite a bit of money, tithe. Amen. But brother, they, amen. And I'm just trying to be careful. Amen. Tried to hold the money. I said, I mean, you know, that's your tithe. I didn't say this to them. I didn't ask for your tithe, but you certainly ain't going to control me now. Amen. Now listen, amen. I believe in all. I mean, oh boy, man, I've got to get out of this real quick. Amen. I ain't afraid to tie a knot as long as it's a slip knot and I can get out of it real quickly. Amen. But you know, I said, you, amen. Anyways, a man come and pay me $300 tithe. That was enough to turn the lights on at the Johnson City Power Board. I went down. I didn't tell nobody. Went down the next week to the post office. Opened up an old envelope, an $1,800 check. Amen. I got everything rolling and ain't looked back since. And I don't plan on looking back. I'm telling you, a lot of things will come and a lot of things will go, but keep going forward. Oh, don't cry about it. Just move, honey. Move, and God will show himself mighty. Praise God. God will show himself mighty. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You just get right in there. Amen. You follow Joshua across that river. Amen. You follow Moses across that sea. Amen. They got up there. You know, I find it interesting. I'm closing down. Amen. I find it interesting. Amen. That the Lord told Joshua, amen, where the soles of your feet touches in that new land, it shall be yours. Wherever the soles of your foot touch. Amen. That's a people that's on the move. That's a people that's walking with God. That's a people that's constantly advancing in the things of God. Amen. Would you lift your hands tonight? Glorify the Lord. I want the pastor to come back around. Take this, amen, altar service. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Let's worship. Oh.
How many feels like going forward tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Told you about the old man. He walking. They said, what's that on the bottom of your shoes? He sat down and he kicked his feet up. And had glory rode on that one. And hallelujah on that one. He said, that's strange, got glory and hallelujah written on your shoes. He said, how come? He said, because everywhere I go, it's glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. You know what he's saying? He said, I'm going to move forward. He said, I know there's going to be hard times. I know there's going to be times I don't feel like going across. But God said, go forward. God said, go forward. It will part. It will part. It will part. And that's what Jesus told them disciples on that ship. He said, go across to the other side. Jesus already knew the storm was going to come. He already knew what was going to happen. And Jesus knew that on the mountainside, he could see them right where they were at. And he also knew that when the storm got them to their wits' end, that Jesus was going to come walking on the water. And so I don't care where you're at tonight. If God says go forward, you're going to be able to make it across. If God said go forward, you're going to be able to make it across. Would you shout amen tonight? Some of you said, God told me to go forward, Brother Lamb. But I'm out here on a ship, and I'm being tossed to and fro, and I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. But Jesus is the one that sent the storm. He wanted to get you down to your wits' end. Because God likes to work where nothing else will. Will you shout amen tonight? Lift your hands and give God a Holy Ghost praise tonight. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Stand across the house, every one of you. Oh. Forward. 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 Old ancient Chinese proverbs said the journey of 1,000 miles. It starts with one step. One step, Sister Cindy. One at a time. One at a time. One at a time. Take a left. You take a right. You take a left. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. It doesn't matter how fast you go. We can go because God said we can go. I said, it doesn't matter how fast we can go because God said we can go. I appreciate that message tonight, don't you? We got any dreamers in the house? Anybody with a vision in your heart tonight? Anybody need to go forward? Anybody need to go forward? Anybody need to go beyond what you're at right now? Is there anybody in this house tonight that's tired of being stuck in the same place? You see, God doesn't speak to us tonight like he spoke to us if we can't move forward. But when God comes and speaks to us as a man of God and preaches a message that says you can go forward, that means tonight, this very moment right now, is your night. And so you need to pick your foot up. God will set it down. Pick your foot up. God will plant it. God will help you. God will push you. God will lift you. God doesn't preach to us and speak to us if he's not going to help us. Amen. Somebody come to the piano, please. Shelly, if you don't mind coming. Amen. I feel like going forward. I feel like going forward right here at God's Miracle Mission. I know that there's some times that it feels like the enemy got you by the coattail. Give him a hotel coattail right there. And you're trying to move. You're like Joseph. Got to hold my coat. But tell you what Joseph did. He said, you can have the coat, but I'm going forward. You can have my coat, but I'm going forward. I'm telling you, I love this church. I was thinking as he was preaching tonight, what a legacy. What a legacy. 42 years, I think, the church has been here. 63, going on 43 years, and I'm right in the middle of it. Hey, man, we preached on them wagons Sunday night, and the wagons are coming. I see them. I titled it first, "The Wagons Are Coming," but that wasn't what I had on my heart. I scratched that out and I put the wagons. I can see the wagons. Y'all didn't know that part, did you? I typed in there, the wagons are coming. I raced that and I can see the wagons. I see it coming. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. We're not done yet. Devil, we're not done yet. The devil has rocked some of you for too long and told you that things are never going to be. Brother Ken, would you come? Let us pray for you. I felt it with all my heart just right there. The Lord spoke to me. Brothers, would you grab the anointing oil? The enemy has talked to some of you, and he's told you that a forward progressive move is not possible. But in the name of Jesus tonight, in the name of Jesus, would you lift your hands and pray for this man of God? Is there anybody else in this house tonight that will say, against all odds, tonight I'm going forward. Tonight's my night to go forward. You see, this church is going to go forward whether you go forward or not. And I've had me a couple of them said, I don't like the way things are going. I'm leaving. I said, adios. So I've been praying for you to leave anyway. Not that I didn't like them, not that I didn't love them, not that they was good people. They was good people. They just wasn't going forward like the church was. I'm going forward. They some here been stuck for a long time. I'm telling you, Sister Jacqueline, tonight be a good night to go forward. Come on. Come on. Tonight's a good night. I believe I'll go forward tonight. The trumpet is sounding, and I heard the general say charge. I heard the general say charge tonight. My spirit has been revived. The Lord has encouraged me tonight as a pastor. Going forward, going forward. I didn't answer this microphone. He gave it to me. I'm just telling you. The very first time I stepped foot on this property, Brother Grass, I felt like the spirit of Nehemiah came upon me. I'd never felt it before, and I can't describe it. Now, I think I see a little clearly tonight what that spirit of Nehemiah was. Forward progression. I got to build. I got to build. I got to rebuild these walls. You're not too old. You're not too young. I don't care if you're a woman, you're a man, you're a boy, you're a girl tonight. The devil's tried to hold you down for so long. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Brother Ken Lodge, you let that heart break tonight. Let them, Ken, them tears fall. You break that old heart down tonight, Holy Ghost. Tear him up tonight. Whittle him down to dirt, God. Build him back up tonight, the man of God that he's been desiring to be for so long. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. I felt God telling me tonight, Brother Ken, that you can go forward right here in this service. You can go forward in your ministry, forward in your family, forward in every area of your life. If you'll just pick your foot up, the Jordan River's going to part for you tonight. Amen. We're going forward tonight. Joni Shelley's going forward tonight. Jacqueline Shelley's going forward tonight. Sister Mandy, Sister Melanie, every one of us tonight, we're going to step. I'm going forward. I'm going forward. Amen. Hallelujah. Obey the Lord.